Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Summer is headed to an end and fall is getting near, although with the warm and humid temperatures, it certainly doesn't always seem that way. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about some of those garden things we can still get done in the garden and outdoors in our yard as we head towards the end of summer and into fall. And we're also going to talk a bit about the Iowa State Fair getting started tomorrow and running for 10 days in Des Moines. First of all, right plant in the right place at the right time is the key to getting your landscape the where you want it. We often think of many of those landscaping and garden chores as things to be done in early spring or early summer as we get going with all of the things we want to see in our landscape, get our dream gardens planned out, and things like that. If you have some things on your list that didn't get in the ground or didn't quite get done in the early spring or summer time frame. I know especially I had some on my list just because it was so gosh darn wet this year and still is in many places. The good news is many of those garden chores can still be done all the way up through the month of September. Grass seed is one of those things. Mid-August to mid-September is actually the best time to seed new lawns or overseed existing lawns. If you have some bare patches that have popped up or have a weed population that's responding very well to the wet summer that we've had, a late summer seeding of grass has several advantages over seeding in the spring. Seeds of cool season grasses, which do very well in Iowa, germinate quickly in warm soils of late summer. Warm days and cool nights in early fall promote rapid turf grass growth. The growing grass also has less competition from weeds, as there are not that many weed seeds that germinate in late summer and fall. So again, anytime mid-August through mid-September is a great time to get lawn seeded or overseeded. So now's a great time to be walking around the yard looking to see if there's any of those spots in your yard that maybe could use a little overseeding to have a nice thick grass cover next year. Tree planting is another great time of year to do that, right in around mid-August all the way through the month of September. If you've had several hot patches in your yard, you may want to consider planting some trees. Anytime from mid-August through September is a great time to plant evergreen trees, including pine, spruce, firs, and more. Evergreens planted in late fall may not have adequate time to become established before the onset of winter and could dry out, but mid-August through September, they are certainly in the safe zone, and it's a very good time, in fact, to get them established. If you're planting deciduous trees, those are even more flexible and can be planted anytime from August through early November, as they will die back and overwinter, but should come back quite nicely the next year. A few things to remember if you're planning on putting some trees in the ground yet this fall. Make sure you water those newly planted trees every single day for 3 or 4 days, assuming we don't get at least an inch of rain on any given day. And then gradually reduce the frequency of watering to multiple times per week and then down to once a week. When watering, slowly apply water to the root ball and the surrounding soil. The thorough watering every 7 to 10 days in dry weather should be sufficient once you get about 3 to 4 weeks out from planting. And continue watering to help get that root system developed all the way through until the ground freezes. Oftentimes a good layer of mulch all over the root ball will also help that tree to keep from heaving and freezing out of the ground as we get cold weather this winter. If you would like to get a little bit more goody out of your vegetable garden, you're also in luck. There's several vegetables that can be planted in late summer for a fall crop. If you would like to plant beets, carrots, Swiss chard, kohlrabi, and kale, those can all go in the ground in early to mid-August for a nice fall crop. Leaf lettuce and spinach can go in the ground in late August to early September, and radishes can go in the ground all the way up to mid to late September and will produce all the way up until frost. Many of those fall veggies also get a nice crisp flavor to them as the fall gets cooler, and then of course will kill off with the first hard frost of the year. Due to hot, dry conditions in the summer, seed germination in late summer can be rather poor, so to promote good germination, plant your vegetables when the soil is moist after a rain, or when a rain is predicted in the near future. Sow them slightly deeper than you would with a spring planting, and lightly water the row after you get those seeds planted. You do want to plant your lettuce seeds a little later, as they are extremely sensitive to heat. And to achieve good germination, you want to check the weather forecast and sow those lettuce seeds when a prolonged period of milder weather is predicted. None of that hot, dry 90 degrees. Those seeds will just sit in the ground and not do much for you. If you would like more information about gardening, I want to remind you that our final summer garden webinar is coming up next week, Tuesday, August 18th. That'll be at the Extension office again, 6:30 p.m. No cost to attend. That'll run for 2 hours from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. We'll spend an hour talking about herbs, everything from growing them to drying them to cooking with herbs. And then we'll spend an hour talking about pollinators in the garden, how we can attract them, the types of plants they like, and things like that. Two very good and timely topics. Again, the summer garden webinar, the last one in our series, happening this Tuesday, August 18th. So next week, the 18th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Extension office. No charge to attend. Anyone who is interested can do that. Just give us a call at the Extension office, 243-1132. Let us know you're coming so we can make sure and have enough materials for you. And we will be discussing herbs and pollinators. Finally, real briefly, I want to remind folks that the Iowa State Fair starts tomorrow, Thursday, August 13th, and runs through Sunday, the 23rd. Iowa State University Extension will be all over the fair, but certainly represented in a number of locations. If you make your way to the Iowa State Fair, be sure to stop by the Varied Industries building and visit Camp Sci. State Fair visitors will learn how extension and outreach work in neighborhoods and get to have an extension experience. We'll have a stream table there, be able to ride a virtual roller coaster, and do lots of great hands-on science and technology activities. There will be special guests each day. Of course, the Iowa State favorites, such as the Sci tattoos, football posters, ISU Cyclone merchandise, and more. We will also have Camp Sci locations around the state fair where folks can check in as well. Of course, another favorite extension location around the Iowa State Fair is the 4-H Exhibits building. We have 43 different static exhibits from Cass County that will be on display at the 4-H Exhibits building throughout the fair. We also have teams of youth going up on various days of the fair to present educational presentations, working exhibits, as well as share the fun skits. And there's special events going on at the 4-H building throughout the fair as well. So be sure and find your way over to the corner of the fairgrounds and check out all the great things happening there and the 4-H exhibit building. All the hard work that the 4-Hers in Cass County and across the state have done this year. Over 4,000 exhibits from youth on display throughout the fair at the 4-H exhibit building. For more information, as always, on anything extension, whether that be an upcoming program, new resources, or whatever resources you need to help make your day a little bit easier, don't hesitate to give us a call or stop by the Extension office, 712-243-1132, right there on the fairgrounds at 805 West 10th Street. And of course, you can find us online anytime at the Cass County ISU Extension website, or follow us on Facebook for updates. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.